Welcome to Coors Field in Denver, for the game between the New York Mets and the Colorado Rockies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting third. The catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ty Wiginton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe McEwing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Glavine. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Glavine. For the Colorado Rockies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chris Steins. Batting second. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting third. The first baseman, Todd Helton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Preston Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jose Hernandez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brent Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sean Chacon. Pitching for the Colorado Rockies, Sean Chacon. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Piazza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Piazza takes first base on ball four. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Floyd takes first base on ball four. Piazza moves to second. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perez takes first base on ball four. Piazza moves to third. Floyd moves to second. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wiginton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Wiginton reaches third base with a triple. Piazza scores. Floyd scores. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Steins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark races to the bag, beating Payton for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Steins moves to third. One out. Todd Helton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Helton hits a line drive towards third. Wiginton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McEwing hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Glavine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Glavine hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Glavine reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Glavine scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive towards first. Helton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piazza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Piazza hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Mets. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Helton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Brent Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sean Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wiginton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wiginton hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steins takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Helton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Helton is 0-for-1 in the game. Helton hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Glavine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Glavine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Glavine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. One out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McEwing fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Piazza hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Mets. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Floyd strikes out. One out. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wiginton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wiginton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chacon, and towards Butler, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Brent Butler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard pinch hits for Sean Chacon. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Chris Steins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Butler moves to third. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Nelson Cruz now pitching. Brent Butler now playing third base. Ronnie Belliard now playing second base. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Glavine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glavine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Glavine hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Todd Helton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Helton is 0 for 2 in the game. Helton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Helton reaches second base with a double. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 3 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Piazza strikes out. 1 out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Helton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. Cedeno moves to third. 2 outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies nothing. The Rockies will come to bat. Brent Butler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Perez. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Butler moves to third. Gabe Kapler pinch hits for Nelson Cruz. Gabe Kapler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kapler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Butler scores. Belliard moves to third. It's 7-1, Mets. Pat Strange now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 3 in the game. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Todd Helton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Helton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Belliard scores. Kapler moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Mets. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Rockies 4. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Ty Wiginton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wiginton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wiginton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Wiginton goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Mets. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0-for-3 in the game. McEwing strikes out. 1 out. Raul Gonzalez pinch hits for Pat Strange. Raul Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar is walked intentionally. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Rockies 4. The Rockies will come to bat. Jason Middlebrick now pitching. Jose Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive beyond first. Clark can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Brent Butler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Floyd. Butler reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Mets. David Weathers now pitching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Belliard bunts towards the mound. Weathers fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. 1 out. Mark Sweeney pinch hits for Steve Reed. Mark Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 8-7, Mets. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 0-for-4 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Surtin now pitching. Todd Helton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Helton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Helton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Helton moves to third. It's Mets, 8, Rockies, 8. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Helton scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 9-8, Rockies. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rockies 9, and the Mets 8. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Jimenez now pitching. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Piazza is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Piazza hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Helton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Floyd for the out. 2 outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tsuyoshi Shinjo pinch runs for Timo Perez. Ty Wiginton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wiginton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Wiginton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Colorado Rockies, 9, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Coors Field in Denver.